Blog Talk Radio.
All right, another Friday morning here, broadcasting live from the Charlotte, North Carolina studios of Private Officer International. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat. July the 19th, 2019. I know, it's hot out there. It's hot across the country, according to a meteorologist report. Late yesterday, more than 120 million people in 37 states are affected by the heat wave. We talked just a couple of weeks ago about keeping hydrated and making sure that you recognize the signs of heat exhaustion and the more serious event, heat stroke, which is deadly. Make sure that you are keeping out of the sun as much as you can. Getting into that cool air, whether that's sitting in your vehicle for a few moments or going inside a building, making sure that you wear a hat, that you hydrate and drink plenty of water. These are all things that are a must when you are working outside in these temperatures. I know in our own area here in North Carolina, we've had 10 straight days where the temperature has risen beyond 90 with a heat index well over 100, in fact, 108 yesterday. We want you to be safe and make sure that you are doing all those right things. And if you're working outside, whether you're on a construction site, directing traffic, or patrolling, make sure that you know when enough is enough and that you take those precautionary measures to stay safe. Well, Friday is definitely here, and of course the weekend is rolling right through, but today is a work day for many of us, and we've got a lot of things to talk about. In fact, a ton of things to talk about. Let me start by saying we are so thrilled and excited to make this announcement. As of August the 9th, we will be part of the iHeartRadio network. That's right. We're going to be joining the iHeartRadio program. Every week you'll be able to listen to our radio show live wherever you're at, on your phone, on the internet. This is a huge accomplishment for Private Officer International. Not everyone gets accepted, you know, by iHeartRadio. If you're not familiar with the iHeart, they are an international internet-based radio platform where many major radio stations simulcast their radio shows, and we've worked with iHeart for a while and just got that notification yesterday. So we'll be joining the iHeart Network on August the 9th, 2019. It's a big deal, folks. Trust me. We got a lot of information we'll be passing out. We've got a lot of news, of course, and a lot of breaking news, and we have a number of things that we really need to get to in this radio program that's happening in the news. One of the more interesting topics that we covered in our news blog today, as a matter of fact, and we sent out news alerts yesterday, is the number of missing and murdered security officer cases that are still unsolved. In fact, that's going to be the topic of the day, missing and murdered security officer cases unsolved. And we've done previously a couple of times, we've done some digging and brought this out to you previously, but the number that are missing and the number who have been killed where their cases have gone cold continues to climb. And we definitely want to bring this to the forefront so that you understand what's happening. And we'll also be explaining how cases go cold, what happens to them, as well as, you know, how the police departments respond in their investigations when a security officer is involved. And it might really shock you. We're going to be talking about awards. This is the day when we're going to announce the recipients of the 2019 Private Officer Awards. In fact, some officers, they're not even aware that they've been nominated or selected. So this might be interesting for them. We want to also talk today about a program that we're bringing across the country. We'll be talking about that here in a few minutes, called Stop the Bleed, and also Narcan or Naloxone certification. But we do have a lot of different information, a lot of different stuff that we got to cover this today. You know, before you guys get out there on that weekend and forget all about the seriousness of the business. We also want to remind you that if you want to get the news in your mailbox, all you've got to do is go to privateofficer.org and sign up today. You're going to get all the breaking news. You're going to get all the officer down reports. You're going to get occasional offers of specials that we have going on, and it's all free. We don't charge anything for those newsletters or any of that information that will be sent directly to you. So go to privateofficer.org and sign up today. One of the very important things that we do need to remind you also today, the Private Officer Memorial. This is an annual event that we started back in 2004. We have, in the last 10 years, brought the Private Officer Memorial services to the local public communities there in your hometown, and we want to do that again this year. You can be a sponsor of this. If you have a business or a school, a church where you want us to come and hold a memorial service, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Now, you can also donate to the Officer Down program, where we assist security officers or families of those deceased. Go to privateofficer.org, and you can donate right there. Of course, if you need more information, just contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Helpdesk at privateofficer.com. You know, we need your support. We definitely need people to get involved and to help us to really bring these things to the community, because many times they're not aware of it. Now, I can tell you that from doing this for the last 10 years, many communities that were not aware of it, this was very eye-opening for law enforcement and the media and the community alike, and we really changed some people's minds about what security officers do, and we've been commended. We have been recognized by governors, senators, U.S. senators. We have been recognized by police departments, and we like to bring this program to you. We also have the Officer Down Memorial Ride, where we go in with marked patrol cars and really let the public know about what's happening. So, again, if you want to get involved, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Helpdesk at privateofficer.com, or give us a call at 704-831-8109. Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The admin office is closed on Fridays, but you can always send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com 24/7. We're always there, day in and day out, waiting on you. We've got so much stuff to talk about today. Not sure we're going to have the time to adequately cover everything, but we do need to take a quick break. We're going to have a couple of PSAs. When we come back, we're going to get right into the whole bulk of everything. And also, we're going to announce the winners, the recipients of the 2019 awards. So don't go away. You're listening to this edition of the Private Officer Radio.
My 18th birthday because I'm a fatal victim of gun violence. My friends, my family, my own mother was devastated. Can't see her son anymore because of gun violence. And everyone's here at the funeral. But before they lay me to rest, there's just one last thing I have to do. How many more of us have to die from gun violence? Let's put a stop to this, because if we don't, the next time it could be your child lying in this casket.
Shopping around for armed or unarmed security training, CPR first aid training, lethal or non-lethal training in and around the greater Metro Charlotte area? Do you want to be SLED certified so that you can maybe start a new career or make some part-time income? Then check out Premier Training Academy, Charlotte, North Carolina's leading academy for all things training. 704-806-4933. Ask for John. Premier Training. We're here to train you so that you don't make mistakes. Premier Training Academy, Metro Charlotte's premier training service. 704-806-4933. Happy National Ice Cream Month. That's right. Nobody told me. Nobody gave me the heads up, but it is Happy Ice Cream Month, the National Ice Cream Month. And I bet you won't ever guess what the most popular flavor of ice cream is. There are literally dozens and dozens and even hundreds plus flavors. But the number one, Uno Nuno, number one flavor of ice cream nationally in the U.S. is still vanilla, my favorite. So I hope that you go out and enjoy some ice cream this month. I know that I will. Hey, we talked earlier about Stop the Bleed. This is a program, it's a national program where they have brought training for tourniquets back. We have certified instructors, and we'd like to bring Stop the Bleed to your church, business, or school. We also couple that with Narcan naloxone certification. So if your security company, school, campus department, or church security team need this type of training, please contact us at area code 804-290-4388, 804-290-4388. We can bring this any place in the country. It is both top priority with the medical community to get people trained in stopping the bleed, especially because at a workplace violence active shooter situation, we have dozens of people sometimes that are shot and they are bleeding out, and they probably will die from bleeding out before EMS could ever get to the scene. So now the push is on for us to train as many people as we can to stop the bleed by using tourniquets. And this is not your grandpa's tourniquet. This is not a belt. It is not a tie. We are teaching you how to use professional tourniquets, but then if the need arises and you don't have one handy, how to use anything close by that would be equivalent to a tourniquet. And some things won't work because it'll cut the blood off too much, and it will also cause more damage than it really is worth. And so that's why this program was developed and has become a top priority. Additionally, we have the Narcan naloxone certification because overdoses of heroin is just over the top. And if you're working in security, whether at a school, a business, or a church security team, you'd really need this certification. Contact us today at 804-290-4388, and we'll get you more information. This hour, we also would like to talk about help wanted positions, jobs that are available that you may qualify for or be interested in. Currently, Armor College and Armor Tech campuses are hiring in about a half a dozen states. Go to our website at armorcollege.org today and check out what's available. If you would be interested in starting your own Armor Tech, please contact us at 804-290-4388 or check out the information online at armorcollege.org, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. Coming up later in this hour, we'll be talking about the award recipients of 2019, and we are excited to announce all of those who have been awarded, and greatly so, awards during this year's program. So we'll be announcing that coming up. We got notified about something that really should not have happened. This was just in the last week. A security officer at a hotel, a contracted security officer at a hotel, was in the kitchen of the hotel along with some cooks. And for whatever reason, I guess they were busy, they asked him to put some fish down in the fryer, and he did that, but in doing so he burnt himself, and I'm not sure how it happened, but he burnt himself pretty good. It required medical attention and it required time off from work, and my understanding is that, you know, This may not be covered by workers' comp insurance because he was doing something outside of the scope of his job. That's why we tell people, if you're working in security, you're not a maintenance man. You're not a pool man. You're not a fry cook. Your job is security. And if you choose to do something outside of the scope of your job responsibility, you might be really putting yourself in a bad situation if you get hurt, because workers' comp will not cover it. And this is one of those cases where this person is going to have tens of thousands of dollars of medical bills, maybe even have to go for skin grafting, and it may not be covered. In fact, it probably won't be covered by workers' comp insurance. So be sure that you stick within the scope of your duties and don't do something that you're not qualified for or that is not your job. And it's very important, because otherwise you could negate the workers' comp, maybe even general liability. What if he burnt somebody else? What if he spilled grease on another employee? Normally, that's what general liability insurance is for. But in this case, it wouldn't cover it because he was operating outside the scope of the duties that he was hired for. And that's a real problem. Understanding the job and how insurance works and understanding, the liability issues is very important in this business. It's a sad situation that this security officer was injured, and I hope that somehow he can get the insurance to work for him. But really, you need to understand all the aspects of what makes up the job. We're going to take another quick break here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. Remember, if you're in the Long Island, New York, or New Jersey area and you need security officer training, firewatch training, be sure to contact Guardian Security. And coming up, we're going to give you more information about them. We'll be right back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
You're on your way to meet up with friends, but you can't seem to get anywhere quickly. You don't want your friends to be annoyed, so you text. You're on your way. Seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting while driving. Make sure you get where you're going.
This week we have a lot of news coming into the office. No surprise. I mean, this is a daily event, 24/7. We're actually receiving news. Nobody sleeps in our office. We let them stay up around the clock because so much is happening. If you're not already receiving our newsletters, our breaking news alerts, our officer down reports, and our occasional special offer news, sign up today at privateofficer.org. They're free, and I promise we don't sell your information, and we're not going to contact you every hour of the day. It's only going to be a few times a week as news breaks. Speaking of news, coming out of Arkansas, a Stone County Sheriff's deputy was shot and killed yesterday. 56-year-old Sergeant Michael Steven responded to an incident of domestic violence at a home. Police say he was speaking to a female in the front yard when another subject appeared and opened fire, striking the deputy numerous times and the woman. Unfortunately, both were killed. Sergeant Stephen was a U.S. Army veteran. He served with the Stone County Sheriff's Department for 20 years, and he also was a fire chief at Pineville Fire Department. Very tragic. You may have heard there's a lot of missing and murdered security officer cases that are going unsolved. I mentioned that at the top of the hour. We're going to be talking more about that. But if you look in your own local news, look at your websites, your TV and newspaper websites, I'm sure you're going to find some right in your own community, in your own state. But we're going to be following up on this in just a short amount of time. But maybe when you have a few moments, you'll do a little Google search in your own community and see what comes up. We'd love to know. 4 years after a Maryland security officer was killed in a drive-by shooting in Capitol Heights, Maryland, Adrian Kennard's death still goes unsolved. His partner, who was sitting in the vehicle with them, and security officer Kennard was shot. The partner survived. The 26-year-old Kennard died, leaving behind a 1-year-old daughter. Police say they've had many leads and some folks calling in tips, but not enough. And that case remains unsolved. In Ontario, New York, this week, Ontario police and sheriff's departments were notified that Gina Nuclear Power Plant Security had a man in custody who had come onto the property with a handgun. Police say the man, Sean Miller, 48, did not have a state weapons permit and that he was there to deliver a package, although there was no indication that he had any ill will. He was still arrested and charged with fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon and was given an appearance ticket. That's kind of like a traffic ticket to appear in court. In Milwaukee, police there are searching. A statewide crime alert, in fact, has been issued after a car purposely ran over an on-duty security officer. This happened at Wells Street and Marshall Street in Milwaukee. The security officer came out to a parking lot after seeing some suspicious activity when the driver of a Toyota Sienna ran him down. A nearby video surveillance camera caught the picture of that suspect's vehicle. Police are on the lookout for that white Toyota Sienna. They could not identify who was driving. Authorities also say that a Florida security officer just outside of Tampa was shot this week. That security officer is expected to survive with non-life-threatening injuries. That security officer was also checking a suspicious vehicle when that shooting occurred. Also in Florida, Lisa Hill, a 54-year-old Waldo, Florida resident and a security officer by night and a daytime camp supervisor director by day. Hill started the camp in 2011 for the kids who had nothing to do and no place to go. She operates the camp on donations and prayers, and she says that she's not giving up either jobs. In Española Valley High School, a security director has been fired. This is in Rio Arriba County, New Mexico, after a tasing incident a few weeks ago. Police said that a security officer tased a student and that the security director just didn't do enough about it. And also, they were not happy with his response. David Lejeune has been fired from being the head security and safety director for the school director for the school district. Montana hospital security officer, he was injured. And he put in a workers' comp claim. Unfortunately, he put it in a few years too late. A Helena, Montana court just ruled this week that the case has no merit and threw it out. The security officer has sued an insurance company because he had doctor's bills and medical bills that weren't covered. The court ruled too late, so sorry. That case was disposed of. Police also say in Bridgeport, Connecticut, a man walked into the hospital there and threatened to blow up the place. Police responded and arrested a homeless man, now get this, that has almost 300 previous criminal convictions, Forget the arrest. These are convictions where he was found guilty 300 times on various charges. Police charged Tenido Barrera, 61, with criminal threatening, disorderly conduct, and trespassing. Authorities say 296 times Barrera has been convicted of crimes, and still, he's a free man. NYPD police officers arrested a museum security officer this week after he five-fingered lifted the wallet of Jim Cramer. You may know him from CNBC. He is an analyst on Mad Money, host of the Jim Cramer Show. According to authorities, Jim Cramer visiting a museum in Manhattan when he put his wallet and phone into one of those little security baskets so that he could walk through the metal detector. When he came back and realized that the wallet was missing, he began looking around, and they were able to look at security surveillance video and found a security guard had lifted that wallet and taken $1,000 from it and then tossed it aside. Security guard Alkin Haywood has been charged with felony theft in that case. If you're not getting the news from Private Officer International, who are you getting the news from? Sign up today at privateofficer.org to get our in your mailbox news, breaking news alerts, officer down reports, and occasional special offers. Rochester Hills courthouse security arrested a man for having a concealed weapon. Oakland deputies assisted in the arrest as the man came through the court x-ray machine. Security officers spotted a gun in a bag and took him into custody. In Arizona, they say when brothers steal together, they stay together. At least that's what they say in Buckeye, Arizona. Two Arizona brothers went into a business plan, and that what they were going to do is steal a lot of stolen stuff and sell it on eBay and elsewhere. Of course, it was all illegal. 24-year-old Brian Velasquez and 18-year-old Michael Velasquez both booked into jail on multiple counts of organized retail crime. When they do get released, hopefully they'll come up with a more legit, legal business method of making money. A Chicago police officer has been arrested and accused of working both a security job and a police job at the same time, same hours, same place, same station. Chicago Office of Inspector General Investigation was investigating the officer Tabitha L. Tabb for double dipping and lying on timesheets. She's been arrested for felony theft and currently released of her law enforcement duties. A mail carrier in Mobile, Alabama, now faces 5 years in federal pen for distributing marijuana while armed. The mail delivery person, Ontaria Rogers, 33, a postal worker in Midtown Mobile, was sentenced this week in federal court after he received more than 133 pounds of marijuana in the mail and then distributed it. That's right. He was both the salesman and the distribution point. Unfortunately, he's now serving 5 years in prison. A partner, Euford Davis, 44, was sentenced for a year in prison for also drug distribution. A security officer in Baltimore, Maryland, has been fired, and the security company and the city of Baltimore under scrutiny. It seems that the security officer knowingly allowed a Department of Public Works employee to enter the municipal building knowing that he'd been fired. And on top of that, the employee was wearing a tactical vest and a fake police badge. Not only did the security guard allow that person into the building, he allowed him to enter the building and go about his business for several hours. Police were called, the fired Department of Public Works employee arrested, the security guard fired. Doesn't sound like a very good security plan to me. In Cleveland, Ohio, also this week, a East Tech High School security guard, former security guard, has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after he pled guilty to sexually assaulting not one student, not two students, but at least three students during his time as a security guard. Derek Duggar, 30, will serve 4 years in state prison and then will be on probation, parole, and have to register as a sexual offender. Hey, have you heard this? This has been on the internet for the last couple of days. It started in West Virginia, but now it seems like, whew, it's taking off. Wasp spray. You know that bug spray you spray for the wasps and hornets? It's being used as a meth alternative. That's right. People are using this. There's been 3 fatal overdoses this week alone. In West Virginia, authorities found more than 30 cases where people have used insect spray to get high, a substitute for meth. I don't know about you, but I'm not in any hurry to die. This is a sure way for that to happen. In Marion County, Florida, the Marion County School Board has formed its own police department. It's a small force, half a dozen or so former Ocala police and Marion County deputies now make up the school police department. They said although law enforcement in the area does a great job, this is more specific to the needs of the Marion County School Board, and they take their duties more seriously and will be more available than local police, and they're already on the job right now. We're seeing more and more schools, private companies. Just recently this year in Birmingham, Alabama, a church was authorized by the legislation to form their own police department, and this is a move that you're going to see more and more and more of. Speaking of school police, in Los Angeles, a Los Angeles Unified School District police officer shot a man who headed towards him with a vehicle and struck him about 11 a.m. on Wednesday as he had initiated a traffic stop. Police say the officer drew his weapon and shot the man, who is in stable condition. The officer is an 8-year veteran. He's currently on leave while this is being investigated. In Cooperstown, New York, well, there's a new security officer on duty at the Bassett Medical Center. This 4-legged officer has joined the force. Hudson is the first canine to work on the hospital's security team. He's a 3.5-year-old, and he'll be working with handler and security officer Robert Miser. The two already started their rounds at the hospital, and so far, so good. In Newark, New Jersey, a police lieutenant killed his wife, shot another man, and then was taken into custody. Lieutenant John Formiginow, 49, a lieutenant with the police department, is in custody. We have seen several of these this week. Lots of news coming in to the private officer radio show, to the private officer offices. We get it 24/7 in our mailboxes. We get press releases. People call us on the phone. We even get it by social media. Sign up today at privateofficer.org. For more information or for more news, go to our website, privateofficer.org. You can read all the news and check all of our social media platforms right there. We are going to take another break. We got a lot more of the show coming back in just a moment. Don't go away. Guardian Security, a DCJS licensed and insured facility in New York. If you're looking for unarmed or armed security training, you'll want to contact our friends at area code 631-351-6473. Let them know that Private Officer sent you their way. Guardian Security, we're here because we care. Area code 631-351-6473. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Everything from body armor to protective clothing and protective gloves. Talk to our friends at Body Armor USA today. Check them out online, bodyarmorusa.com. Our friends will take care of you and give you a discount. Just let them know that Private Officer International has sent you over to them. Today, we're talking about something that we have brought up probably three or four times in the last 5 years, and we have followed this for many, many years. Something that I've been aware of throughout my career, but even more so in the last 6 to 10 years. And that is the missing or murdered cases of security officers that go unsolved, even today. In America alone, right now we have at least 17 unsolved cases of security officer murders that we know of, one dating back all the way to the 1920s coming out of New York City, and one 40 years ago, an off-duty Atlanta police officer working security was shot and killed in a grocery store robbery. That continues to go unsolved. And 17 security officer murders that are in the cold case file across this nation, along with 11 missing security officers that, again, are unsolved cases that have gone cold. They're dead in the file until they get new leads. Some do want to disappear. Some people do want to disappear. That is a fact. They will leave their vehicles behind, their wallet and identification, and they will disappear off the grid. They will be forever and ever just another face in the crowd until they choose differently. Some people are kidnapped legitimately and their bodies never recovered. The person is never seen again. Some people disappear because they are victims of accidents, whether that be a hunting accident where somebody's been out hunting alone and disappears off trail, and their body is sometimes not found until years later when some other hunter or person walking through the woods discovers the bones. Bodies often are never recovered. Never, ever, even in suspected cases of murder. And other missing people, they really have no explanation for why they disappeared. They've not been seen again, their body has not been recovered, and there's just no explanation for it. In fact, you may not be aware of this, but every year in America, according to the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children, 800,000 children go missing. 800,000 children go missing every year in the U.S., according to the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children, about 2,000 a day. Now, many of them are found. Many of them are recovered. And in fact, according to the center, only about 150 are actually abducted by stranger danger, by strangers unknown entirely to the family. At this time, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, as of this recording, this radio show, 90,000 people remain missing, men, women, boys and girls, at any given time in the U.S. That is according to the U.S. DOJ, Department of Justice. Most major police departments or even medium-sized police departments have a full-time missing persons case, person division working on cases around the clock. And recently, A&E Network highlighted this very problem in a special that they did, a six-week special where they followed missing person detectives. In many of those cases, they were resolved because people who had gone off the grid and were missing did it on purpose. Some left their husband or their wife or their boyfriend for somebody else and didn't say a word to anybody else. Some were actual cases of kidnappings. Some resolved, some not. Missing persons is a big deal here in the U.S. Like I said, at any given time, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, 90,000 people are missing. Some unexplained. Some victims of kidnapping. Some off the grid, never to be seen again. Along with that, every year in the U.S., according to the FBI national statistics, in 2017, there were 17,482 murders. Of that, the national statistic right now, according to the FBI, 40% of those are currently unsolved. There are police agencies, homicide divisions, who have a high closing rate. And so in their city, they might have 100 murders that year, but they solve 70% or 80%. Murders oftentimes are related to drugs, gangs, teenage violence, and sometimes unexplained reason why people are killed. Every year in America, around 100 security officers are killed. Some years, in fact, we have highlighted recently a number of years over the last 20 years when security officer deaths have hit 175. There were 2 years when it was in excess of 200, including on 9/11. We know statistically that security officers are more likely to be shot to death than law enforcement. The fact is that every year, although there are about 140 to 160 police officer deaths, only about 30 to 40% are gunfire murders. Many are accidents, on-death duty injuries and illnesses, and deaths related to training. Every year in America, on-duty security officers killed by gunfire, aggravated assault, vehicles, and so forth, they're around 83%, more likely, 83% of their deaths were because of gunfire or traumatic injuries in the line of duty. We have a lot of missing security officers that are unexplained, and a lot of unsolved security officer murders. Now, I said at the top of this that there were about 17 in the cold file at this moment, but that's just those cases that we know of because there are many others across the country. In fact, if we were to do a survey of every police department, beginning with the more major cities, I'm sure they all have at least one, and some have more than one, unsolved security officer murder. Larry Rainier went missing from a Florida construction site in 1979 while working the overnight shift. Now, he left behind his vehicle, a pack of cigarettes in the trailer that was being used for the office at the construction site, and still today, his whereabouts is a mystery. Never seen, nor heard of again. In Chesterfield, Virginia, that's a suburb of Richmond, a 28-year-old security officer named Damian West was at an apartment complex. He had worked his shift. Early that morning, a person leaving for work spotted his patrol car crashed and called 911, and Chesterfield County Police soon found his body about 100 feet from the vehicle, bludgeoned to death. This happened about 4 years ago. That case is still unsolved, although police have received some credible tips and even have identified a person of interest as of today. That case is unsolved. I wouldn't say that it's a cold case because they do have a person of interest, but it's still unsolved. Another very unusual and one might say bizarre missing person case is that of security officer Curtis Fishon. He worked in Seabrook, New Hampshire as a security officer, but he had been previously a police officer. And on one night, he disappeared 15 years ago while on duty. Police investigated, and for many years, they had really no information or tips. And recently, they have, over the last 5 or 6 years, developed some leads where they showed that the plant where he worked at was on shutdown. There were only a few employees there. Police now believe that the security officer caught several employees breaking into vending machines, and they subsequently killed him and disposed of the body, but his body has never been recovered or found, and no one has confessed, and at this time, that remains a cold case as well. It's a very bizarre situation, because not only is he missing, but he's believed to be a victim of murder. There's been a lot of these cases over the last 5 or 6 years. Two security officers were in their vehicle in Capitol Heights, Maryland. July 17, 2015 was like any other night for these two security officers. They were protecting the residents from danger at this apartment complex when they became the victims of a drive-by shooting. Adrian Kennard, 26, was left dead. He was the father of a one-year-old. His partner survived. Now, there had been some trouble at the apartments, and these security officers had been proactive. And still, no one really knows if they were targets because of that, because they were doing their duties, or if something else was happening. The government may have also believed that these men were police officers because of the uniforms they wore. We don't know. Police have investigated. They've had some pretty good leads. But Prince George County Police Corporal Nicholas Clayton says, at this time, it's a dead end. They have no suspects. They don't know what happened. And, you know, they're doing their best. But right now, it's a cold case. Michael Curry was a security officer for 15 years at the Santee Cooper Utility in South Carolina. The 55-year-old married father disappeared while on duty. A security check by 2A radio was not answered. Police were called, and over a number of days, search dogs and fire departments were brought in. The Coast Guard was brought in to search the waters around the area. The utility company is the power company, and they had several lakes around several properties, and they searched those. The search was by land, by water, by air. Unfortunately, again, it's unsolved. His body was never recovered, and he's not been seen nor heard of in the 2 years that he had been missing. A very unusual case, but not one that isn't repeated pretty often. a man who was retired and working as a security officer part-time had finished Thanksgiving dinner with his family. He put on his uniform 6 years ago and he went to work at an apartment complex, one that he didn't feel comfortable in because of a number of incidents that had happened previously. He was going to ask for a transfer. He wanted out of there. But Jeffrey Bellemere was killed on Black Friday before he could be transferred out of there. Bellemere was 59 years old. He was employed by a private contract security company, and on duty, someone took his life. Again, they had some good leads. They even put out a wanted blast, wanted photos across the nation of a man and a woman. But police admit now they can't link those people to pulling the trigger. They don't even know if they were involved. They were just people of interest. Another sad murder that's gone unsolved for several years is that of a Marine veteran who was dreaming of becoming a police officer and was working toward that goal when he was gunned down working as a security officer in Aurora, Colorado, a suburb of Denver. He was overseeing the security of a marijuana dispensary when a robbery went bad. Travis Mason was killed, shot several times during the robbery. Mason was just 24. He had a family, and despite rewards of more than $55,000, that case too goes unsolved. Police saying they are working the case. But at this moment, it's unsolved. Atlanta, Georgia police have never, ever not made an arrest in the murder of one of their own. Anytime a police officer has been killed in the line of duty at the hands of another, they have gone out. They have worked 24/7 nonstop, and the team has made arrest of those responsible. But in the case of Atlanta police officer Alfred Johnson Jr., this has not been the case. Almost 40 years have gone by since his murder in February of 1980 while working as a security officer at a grocery store. He was just working to pick up a little extra money for his family when he too was gunned down during a robbery of the store. Police have had many leads, but not for many years. And they admit that they are stumped. They don't know what direction to go to next because the leads have stopped coming in. The family, of course, concerned, upset, but they understand, they said. They understand the police have tried their best. About 4 years ago, I talked with investigators in Houston, Texas on a murder case there. And, you know, many people criticize what police do in developing leads and closing out homicide cases. But every police department, no matter what size, they have investigators that are well trained in homicide investigation. And in the cases where security officers are killed in the line of duty, police do no less in their investigation. They don't say, oh, well, you know what? This is just a guard. You know what? He probably deserved it. You know what? It's his own fault. He wasn't paying attention. Nothing like that occurs. Police handle every case as if they were family. And many police officers that work in the homicide division say they like the job because they speak for the victim who can't speak for themselves. They work effortless, tirelessly, day in and day out, trying to develop leads, trying to make an arrest in the case, trying to bring somebody to justice and give the family some closure. But unfortunately, Unfortunately, it just doesn't always happen. What can we do to help in these cases? Well, Private Officer International has worked with Crime Stoppers locally and nationally. We've worked with investigators at local PDs, and we put out information, and we also announced the awards being offered and the contact information. But I can tell you the frustration level of law enforcement when they cannot close a case, especially a homicide. In closing, I just want you to understand that security officers are considered no less than anybody else. They're not on the back burner. When a murder occurs, police handles them equally. And I know during trial, when a suspect is caught, that they're also prosecuted in the same level. Now, some would argue, well, not quite as, you know, serious. It's not taken quite as serious as it would if it was a police officer that was killed. It is. But there are limits within the sentencing guidelines in every state. And there are limits as to manpower when they're investigating a crime. If you live in an area where a security officer has been murdered and the case is unsolved, my suggestion and invitation to you is to get involved. Work with Crime Stoppers. If you own a company, offer up $1,000 or $5,000 to Crime Stoppers to help bring in those tips. And work with Private Officer International, because we know the avenues to take to work through these various networks, Crime Stoppers and the police departments, and let's bring some of these cases to a close. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. I am so happy that you are here. Contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com if you'd like to get involved. We have committees. We have a legislative arm. We have an advisory board, and right now we're taking applications for all of those. If you'd like to get involved in helping Crime Stoppers, resolving some of these cold cases, again, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we will put you together with the people involved, and let's see if we can't close some of these cases. And until the next time, be blessed, be safe, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.